All right, we're gonna cut it off there. Can everyone hear me okay? Just give me a thumbs up. Yep, sweet. Did everyone hear okay? The video came through all right? Sweet. So each week you can expect a 10-minute video that'll launch us into about 5 questions and then also kind of a challenge time as well. That's a goal of mine, by the way, this year is to challenge the congregation to live in a new way. So let's take a look at some of those questions. The first one is, hold on 1 second. You heard this in the presentation, but it's good to just have a discussion about that. Stress-related ailments cost the United States billions of dollars every year. By the way, did anyone get the number that Max Okado shared on that? The amount of billions? All right, the number he shared was 1/3 of the current stimulus package. The current stimulus package is $900 billion, $300 billion every year is costing the United States due to stress-related ailments. Why do you think the nation leading much of the world in infrastructure, education, democracy, and more is also leading the world in anxiety? Why would Americans suffer from anxiety more than people of lesser developed countries? Just a few other stats here, just to share with you. 50 million Americans every year suffer from panic attacks, anxiety disorders. Anxiety disorders are the number one mental health challenge for women. For men, it's the number two. For men, it's the number one issue is alcohol and drugs. The number two issue for men is this issue, anxiety. One psychologist this last year, psychiatrist said this, the average child right now in the United States exhibits the same level of anxiety as the average psychiatric patient in the 1950s. That is a quote out of Locato's book. So thoughts on that? Why? What's going on? What's the challenge of our time with this? You know, what's causing this in our country?
We're spoiled. We have too much stuff.
Agree.
Our emphasis is on money instead of relationships.
I'm going to say technology. I'm doing a ninth grade health, and we watched the movie Social Dilemma, and that movie just stuck in my head. And then every time there's a ding on your phone, you're like, I got to move. And you know, nobody had to deal with that prior to technology. So
I think uncertainty.
Okay, Joan shares uncertainty. Boy, man, good word. Great answers from everyone. Oscar's got his hand up. Yep.
Well, just here, on NPR, they were interviewing my children, and the people that were growing up during the Vietnam War heard about guerrilla warfare. One lady shared, she was first.
Was that Oscar?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Oscar's speaking. I'll relate
what he said.
Yep, go ahead. And they heard there was guerrilla warfare.
Guerrilla warfare. And they were worried this lady was worried about what to do about guerrilla.
Okay. All right.
We can't hear them.
I'll share it. Hold on, everyone. Just be patient. Oscar had a point. Oscar was listening to NPR. They shared that during Vietnam, there was a girl that heard there was such a thing as guerrilla warfare, and she became very anxious about guerrillas, that they were going to be coming out and attacking her from maybe all over the place. So,
Planet of the Apes.
So, boy, here's another thought. This isn't in Locato stuff, but I've read it before. 50% of anxiety is actually not on the issue. It's anxiety about the anxiety. So it's piled on what ifs about the actual topic. So interesting interesting stuff. All right.
And if you have anxiety, watching this just gives you anxiety. No kidding. No, I mean, it is. There is a, when you talk, it's what you just said, and it's very true.
Well, our hope is that through this study in the next 5 weeks, we can bring calm. But it's good to just address the problem today, at least. Good point, though, Trudy. All right. Scripture includes many verses that can bring comfort and peace to the worried heart. If you have your Bibles, we can take a look at some of those passages. The first one is Psalm 56, verse 3. Let me grab my Bible. Psalm 56, verse 3 says this. How does this bring comfort, these words? When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. How does that bring comfort and decrease that anxiety?
Well, a father comforts his child, and the child feels safe just in the presence of the father, knowing they'll take care of them.
Okay, good. Two thoughts in these Bible passages I'm going to share. Thank you for sharing, Diane. Two thoughts in these Bible passages I'm going to share. One is that have you ever noticed that anxiety increases when we're losing control? You know, as soon as we start to lose the ability to control life, daily life, our anxiety goes up. But see, this passage, Psalm 56, is saying, go ahead and lose control, but put your trust in God. It's okay to lose control. Anxiety says, you're losing control, there's a problem. But maybe it's okay to just say, I'm losing control, but I'm going to put my trust in God. Let's see, Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34. I'll just read a couple of those verses here. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more of value than they? All right, how does that passage bring comfort? Again, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. And then Jesus says, look at the birds of the air. What would be helpful about looking outside at nature?
More common.
It's something you can relate to because you grow up with nature and you see things develop and you feel secure that, you know, that's how things happen, how God wanted it to happen.
And it seems to function just fine without our intervention.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Beautiful. Yeah, I love that. I look out at the field at peace. Colleen Schultz has taught me this, actually. Colleen may be here. I can hear someone's voice. But whenever she comes to church, she looks out at that field. And whatever's in her mind, it just goes out the window. Because that field is going to look the same in a week and in 2 weeks. And in a month, God is taking care of the field and the birds. What, you know, how our as Rick said, our intervention probably isn't going to fix those things, those problems that are out there. So Jesus, by the way, Jesus is saying, look at nature. Look at the natural world. God is in control of that. I do want to get through all these passages and honor time too. So we're going to jump to the next slide, but there is that passage, 1 Peter 5, 6 through 8. Go ahead and document that. That's where it talks about humble yourself, for God takes care of you. So a part of the answer is really recognizing our place, humbling ourselves.